June 27th, 2017. Once again I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Still again I come to invite all people and all nations into my paternal embrace. I speak to those who need correction and to those who refuse correction in the pride of their hearts. You live in righteousness when you respect and obey my commandments. You cannot change my commandments to suit your lifestyle. To do so is to make a god of your free will. Do not provoke my wrath with your stubbornness. Each of you has been born into this generation not to encourage evil, but to encourage good. Cooperate with my will by living in holy love, the fulfillment of the commandments. In this way, you allow me dominion over your hearts. In this way, you can more easily discern good from evil and stay on the path of righteousness I have chosen for you. I am slow to anger and patient in waiting for the heart of the world to be transformed. Please do not provoke my wrath." The note is given to read Zephaniah chapter 3, 1 through 5. "Woe to her that is rebellious and defiled, the oppressing city. She listens to no voice. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave nothing till the morning. Her prophets are wanton, faithless men. Her priests profane what is sacred. They do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Every morning he shows forth his justice. Each dawn he does not fail. But the unjust knows no shame." Another note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8. "For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.